A fugue. My dad wouldn't let me have a dog. A dog? A dog we don't need. My mom made the neighbor Spitzer pal by poisoning it with the gin she sprinkled on the table scraps. Feed it somewhere else, my dad said. A dog we don't need. My dad wouldn't let me have a dog. Our neighbor Spitz, that mutt, he shits in the flower beds. Dog do we don't need. At least feed it somewhere else, my dad said. My mom made the table scraps tasty for her pal, the neighbor Spitz, that mutt, by sprinkling them with gin. You're poisoning, pal, my dad said, but never mind, we don't need that mutt. My mom thought anything tasted better with a little gin to salt it up. That way, my mom made the neighbor's Spitzer pal and maddened dad, who wouldn't let me have a dog. You always said we didn't need one. They crapped on the carpet and put dirty paws on the pants legs of guests and yapped at cats or anyone who came to the door. A dog? A dog we don't need. We don't need chewed shoes and dog hairs on the sofa, fleas in the rug, dirty bowls in every corner of the kitchen, dog stink on our clothes. But my mom made the neighbor's Spitzer pal anyway by poisoning it with the gin she sprinkled on the table scraps like she was baptizing bones. At least feed it somewhere else, my dad said. My dad wouldn't let me have a pal. Who will have to walk that pal, he said. I will. And it's going to be snowing, or it's going to be raining, and who will be waiting by the vacant lot at the corner in the cold, wet wind, waiting for the damn dog to do his business? Not you, Billy boy. Christ, you can't even be counted on to bring in the garbage cans or mow the lawn. So, no dog. A mutt we don't need. We don't need dog dew in the flower beds, chewed shoes, fleas. What we need is the yard raked, like I said this morning. No damn dog. No mutt for your mother either, even if she tries to get around me by feeding it when my back is turned, when I'm away at work earning her gin money so the sick thing can shit in a stream on the flower seeds. At least she should feed it somewhere else. It's always hanging around. Is it a light string in the hall or a cloth on the table to be always hanging around? No. Chewed shoes, fleas, muddy paws, and yappy-daddle, Bowser odor, a dog we don't need. Suppose it bites the postman. Do you get sued? No. I am the one waiting at the corner vacant lot in the rain, the snow, the cold, wet wind, waiting for the dog to do his damn business, and I get sued. You don't, Christ, you can't even be counted on to clip the hedge. You know, snick-snack. So, no dog, my dad said. Though we had a dog, nevertheless. That is, my mom made the neighbor's pal her mutt and didn't let me have him for mine either, because it just followed her around, yip-nip, wanting to lap gin and nose its grease-sogged bread. So we did have a dog in the house, even though it just visited, and it would rest its white head in my mother's lap and whimper, and my father would throw down his paper and say, shit, and I would walk out of the house and neglect to mow or rake the yard or snick-snack the hedge or bring the garbage cans around. My dad wouldn't let me have a dog. A dog? A dog we don't need, he said. So I was damned if I would fetch.